Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the continuing education opportunities provided through Iowa Western Community College. See how they can perhaps fit into your life to make your life just that little bit better. Denise Norman is a coordinator in the Continuing Education Department at Iowa Western Community College. She deals with trades and transportation, and we're going to talk about a lot of things here this morning. Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Did you have a good holiday?
I did.
Good. And a little time off from the grind of college and all that happens around the Iowa Western Community College campus, but time to get back at it again.
It is.
And for a lot of folks, sometimes they find that maybe they're looking for just something a little bit different, something a little extra, something just to enhance or enrich their life or their employment opportunities. And I guess that's all where the Continuing Education Department comes in.
It does. We have quite a few short-term career training programs for the unemployed and the underemployed to help them secure gainful and quality employment. And we also have funding available for eligible Iowa residents.
Well, the nice thing about being involved in the community college world with Iowa Western Community College is you can pretty much be as flexible as you want. Some of the larger universities, it might be a little bit more rigid on the guidelines and what students are looking for, but you have so many different opportunities through non-traditional programs and lifestyle-type programs and things, too, at the different campuses. You guys get to be a little creative.
That's correct. And recently, we've been focusing on the short-term career training because of some funding that's available through our Education to Employment program. So it just is a great opportunity for those who might not be able to afford career training. And a lot of these programs are short-term, so anywhere from 2 months to 6 months long, so they're intended to get you the training you need to enter the workforce when you're done with the program.
Well, I was taking a look the other day at the Continuing Education Catalog. It's pretty comprehensive. There's a lot going on there in a lot of different areas, from health to the industrial trades and manufacturing to personal enrichment, business and IT and education, all kinds of things.
Correct. We not only have the short-term career training, but we have relicensure programs for all the different areas, business, trades, health. We have some personal development to enrich your life, craft classes. We have a new class for drawing. It's a series of classes. So there's a variety of programs and class offerings through continuing education.
Well, the interesting part about the continuing education portion, for me anyway, looking at it, is when I look at that list of all the things in the catalog, some of these are opportunities for people to jumpstart a career, perhaps a new career. But also, if you're already involved in a career, you've got plenty of options in here to help enhance opportunities later.
That's correct. The relicensure for nursing and health professionals. For this past year, we had our used car auto dealership relicensure classes. There's for paraeducators, a class for paraeducators. A lot of the schools are needing paraeducators. Emergency services, we have continuing education for our paramedics and EMTs, along with CPR and first aid. And then our business, our realtors, our insurance dealers, just a wide variety of classes for the to meet the needs of the community.
Sure. Well, with the continuing education program, you need to be quite flexible in different ways, but also, I suppose, in the type of curriculum that you choose. Do you get feedback from folks in some of the communities that you serve on what types of things they'd like to see?
We do. We, in all of our classes, we give the participants an opportunity to fill out an evaluation of the class, and we're always looking for suggestions and feedback from our current students and past students. But we do. We have actually a proposal form for those. It's for instructors, potential instructors, to give us their ideas in a course proposal for offering a class at any of our locations throughout Southwest Iowa.
Sure. Do you know what are some of the more popular ones that people like?
With the trades and that, our combination welding class is very popular. Really, all of our short-term career training programs, medical billing and coding, phlebotomy is a popular class, pharmacy technician, the IT business, certified bookkeeper, CNA is very popular, certified nurse aide, and we offer CEUs for funeral directors. That's very well attended. The real estate, the insurance, really all the programs are well attended. And we try to offer new programming that was suggested. One that comes to mind is a welding introductory workshop where you can try welding. That's one of our popular classes. Cosmetology CEUs.
Yeah, a lot of assists to people's career choices and paths.
Right, right.
Denise, when a lot of folks think of college student, they close their eyes, they immediately go to 18, 19, 20-year-olds, that type of thing. When you are working to put together different opportunities through continuing education and you close your eyes, what do you see when you think of students?
More of a non-traditional student in continuing education, really. Anyone from, this summer we're offering youth classes for K through 12. So, you know, as young as five, in, you know, really ages no limit. A lot of our dance classes are more of a maybe 30 to 50 age range. Those are, we were talking about popular classes. That's one of our more popular classes. So really a very non-traditional, diverse group we provide classes for through continuing education.
Sure. And it's important to fit it into people's already busy lives.
That's correct. That's why a lot of our classes are in the evening and on the weekend, so not your typical Monday through Friday 8 to 4:30 classes. We want classes to be convenient and try to offer a variety at our different locations, too, so you can take a class close to home.
You bet. Is this a good time of the year to be thinking about the continuing ed classes?
Oh, definitely. With our spring and summer catalog coming out, a lot of our new our classes will be starting up in, if not this month, but within the next couple of months. So we already have classes scheduled through summer, but we're always continually adding new classes to our class offerings. So it's important to of course, when you get a copy, our catalog will be coming out within the next week or two, the paper copy. It's mailed through the households, to all the households in Southwest Iowa, but to also check our website often for those new course listings and new dates. A lot of our classes, once a session ends, a new session will begin within another month or two. So they're continually, we're continually offering classes throughout the year.
Sure. And if folks have any questions, they can contact the folks at any of the centers, not just the Council Bluffs location?
That's correct. That's correct. If we all work together, we can take registrations at any of the locations, and we're all willing to help anyone with any questions.
Very good. Well, a lot of opportunities out there, and I'm telling you, I've seen the catalog already. There's a lot there, so make sure you thumb through that, take a look, and see how some of those continuing education opportunities can perhaps fit into your life and enhance your experiences just a little bit more through Iowa Western. Denise, thank you so much. Appreciate all the help.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.